Masechta Shviyas, Parak Ches, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah continues discussing what one is allowed to spend the money from Shemitah, money that he got from Shemitah produce, what he's allowed to spend it on. Mishnah Hey. Ein Nesten Leilavayer, he is not allowed to give the money not to a vire, a well digger, and this is to get water supply, not for drinking, but for other purposes, for bathing or washing clothes. That's not allowed to use the money for Shemitah for that purpose. Veloy levalan, and not to pay for the bathhouse attendant for bathing. Veloy lesaper, and not to the barber to pay for a haircut. Veloy lesapan, and not for a sailor to pay for a boat ride. All these things are not comparable to eating. Aval Nisen Hu Levayer Lishtreis, but he is allowed to give the money, Shemitah money, to a well digger in order to have what to drink. If it's for drinking water, so then he's allowed to use Shemitah money for it. Ul Kulan, and to all of these people who Nisen Manas Chinam, he's allowed to give it to them as a Manas Chinam, as a gift. If he says, I'm giving it to you as a gift, not as wages, that's acceptable, even though he knows that these workers will then give him services for free and won't demand payment for it. That's acceptable, as long as he really is giving over the money from Shemitah as a gift and no strings attached. Mishnah Vav. One is not allowed to guard his field of produce and not allow anyone to take from the produce. It's Hefker. He has to allow the produce on Shemitah to be open and available. If he does guard it, then there's certain restrictions that are given on his produce, even if later he declares it hefker, ownerless, and allows other people to come take it. But once he locked it up once, it then has restrictions on how he can harvest and process the fruit from Shemitah. Mishnah Vav discusses such a case. To Einim Shal Shvius, if he has figs from Shemitah year, and this is talking about a case where he guarded the field at one point in time, Ein Kaitzen Nesan B'Mukta, he can't cut the figs off the tree with a mukta, which was a special fig knife that was generally used in harvesting these figs. Avo kaitzei sam becharba, he's going to have to use a charba, a knife, a regular knife, but not the tool meant for cutting, harvesting figs. He's going to have to use a different tool for the harvest. Similarly, other types of processing of produce of Shemitah, the Mishnah says, ein derchen anavim begas, grapes that again were guarded during the Shemitah year and not made hefker. So when he's pressing them into wine, ein derchen anavim begas, he can't press them in the regular gas and the regular wine press. Aval derechu ba'areva, but he is allowed to press them in areva, which is a large bowl used for kneading dough. So there he can press the grapes, and that was a shinui, a different process from the normal way that he would make wine out of the grapes. Ve'ein eisen zeisim bebad ubekaitiv. He would not be able to process the olives to crush them in the olive press, and bekaiti with the heavy beam that he usually used to put pressure and squeeze out olive oil from the crushed olives. He was not allowed to use the normal tools to make the olive oil. Aval kaiti shuv, he can break it up in a different fashion by using a shinui, the abnormal fashion of crushing the olives. Umachnas lebaidida, and then he'll put them into a small olive press, not the normal large olive press that he made olive oil with. And there's two processes here, the crushing of the olives and the pressing them to extract the oil. Both of them had to be done with the shinui, not with the normal tools. Rav Shimon gives a different opinion, and he says, Af teichinu b'beis habad, the crushing of the olives, that he was allowed to do in the beis habad, which is the normal press for the grapes. He can crush them in the normal press. That part did not require a shinui. Umachnas lebaidida, then he can go take the crushed olives and put it into the small olive press to get the oil out of it, and that was a shinui. That much, the last step of extracting the olive oil from the crushed olives, that Reb Shimon required to be done with the shinui.